Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 12 and verse number 28. The Bible says, "And God hath set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of helps, healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues." 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28. In this verse, the word first means highest in rank or place. Highest in rank or place. That distinction belongs to the apostles. See it there? First apostles. Who did this? And God hath set some in the church. It's God's doing. First apostles. The word apostles means, quote, one sent with a message, end quote. One sent with a message. It could be a soul winner going out into the community, or a missionary going to a foreign country. The word apostle is usually described as a soul winner or a missionary in our modern vernacular. This verse tells us that preachers are second to missionaries. Is that the spirit of your church? I fear that we have idolized pastors in our independent fundamental Baptist churches. We have idolized large churches in numbers. We have idolized singers and quartets. But we really should be teaching our children to line up to have missionaries sign their Bibles. Our children should be pointed to them. Sadly, missionaries are afraid of some pastors. I have heard a few pastors label them, quote, "moochinaries," end quote. I pray the Lord will have mercy on a pastor with that attitude. If anyone should ever be encouraged by pastors, it is the missionary. Yet often at fellowship meetings, missionaries are isolated from pastors who fear they might ask me for a meeting or support. The pastor should tell them he can't support them right now, if he must, but have them send their prayer letters and promise them that your church will support them in prayer and financially when you can. Our church prayed for over 1,400 missionary letters at Wednesday night prayer meetings last year. We passed them out to the congregation and asked them to pray fervently for that missionary and the requests in the letter. Many of these letters are from missionaries we can't support financially yet, but can support in prayer. It is time to rightfully restore missionaries to their first place of rank in God's church. In 2006, our church gave $87,146.22 to missions. That is about 32% of our total yearly budget. This has enabled us to support about 80 missionaries in every time zone of the world. Thus, our gospel influence as a local church never sleeps. And we want to do more. Preacher, have faith promise missions giving in your church. Encourage every soul of every age to give to missions. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Even tiny little children giving 10 cents or 25 cents a week should not be discouraged. Don't put any amounts on the commitment cards. Let the Holy Spirit lead them that fill them out. Out of the 77 cards that were turned in at our church this past year during Missions Month, only one person decreased their amount from the year before. Why? because this type of giving builds faith and blesses the individual. Churches and individuals giving to missionaries once and again will not break the bank, but will assure that God will provide all of their needs. Let us study Philippians chapter 4 and verses 10 through 19 for a moment. In this text, we see the missionary giving of the church at Philippi, that once and again they sent to the missionary Paul in his journeys. This is culminated by promises that God will bless them in heaven for their missions giving, as well as take care of their needs on earth. What a promise. Let us read. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Notice that this church, by sending once and again unto the missionary Paul, had the promises that they would have fruit that would endure in heaven, verse 17, and they would have their needs met on earth, verse 19. We ought to encourage missions giving in our church so people can receive this twofold blessing. Have an annual missions conference. Let it last at least 4 straight days. Bring in a speaker who really knows his material. Have at least 3 to 4 other mission families come in for all the days or a few of them. Spoil them while they're there. Get them good lodging. Let them present their works for a few minutes and set up their display boards. Let them present special music, if so inclined, as well as special needs that they may currently have. Let them give their testimonies. Give a special gift to the wives of each missionary, perhaps a substantial gift card to a department store. Give a good love offering to each missionary and the special speaker. Plan on taking them on for support. Don't wait for the money to start coming in. Let the people commit by faith and the church to support by faith. Budget $20 to $100 per week to missions conference, depending on the size of your church, and then don't touch it. This way the expenses of the conference won't catch you off guard. Mega churches will have to budget more and should do more. Take up good love offerings each service of the conference and give 100% of what comes into the missionaries. Have an international dinner some night of the conference. Have church members bring in their favorite ethnic dishes and label them. Have families decorate tables representing countries. Have a contest. Promote missions conference as one of the biggest weeks of your church calendar. Missions is the heartbeat of God. God had only one son, and he was a missionary. Collect commitment cards all month long, not just at the conference. Some can't attend the conference or forget to fill out their cards. Give them several weeks to pray about their decision. Tell them to ask the Holy Spirit to guide them in this matter and commit, giving that amount each week for 1 year. I want to encourage every pastor, if possible, to study the book called, quote, Faith Promise, end quote, by Dr. John Halsey. Write and request from BIMI, Post Office Box 9215, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37412, for more on Faith Promise and Missions Conferences. It's one of the best books I have ever read on the subject. Also, have missionaries in for one service a month the rest of the year. This will keep the heart of missions before your church. We had 14 different missionary families present their work last year at our assembly. If you can't let them preach, then at least give them the time to give testimony, explain their call, and show their visual presentation. Take good care of them and give them a great love offering. Have some understanding about their young children. Don't expect them to be angels. They have been on the road for months and just may be very tired. Give their wife a gift also. If your church is able, have a nice prophet's chamber in one of the rooms of your church building, or if possible, a small home that they can stay in for privacy. It is okay if they stay in the homes of church members, but often they will appreciate some privacy even more. Our church owns a little home that is just for missionaries. Five other independent Baptist churches in our area use it for their special speakers as well. We have made it very nice and homey. Get an interior decorator in there or somebody in your church who knows how to make it very comfortable. Keep it clean and the cabinets full of food. I have heard of some churches that have a cabinet of supplies at the church building that missionaries can rummage through and take items with them. Let the missionaries stay in your prophet's chamber or home as long as they need to before moving on to their next meeting. Never discourage a missionary on the phone. If you have staff members, designate one of them to be the missions director. Our assistant pastor is our missions director, and he fields all of the calls. So many come to the church, sometimes several every week, of missionaries who want to come and present their work. Usually we do not have room in our calendar for them to come. But we need to be very cordial to these missionaries they call on the phone. The missions director can also help with the scheduling, logistics, and meetings of the conference, and organize the prayer letters and display boards in the church. Display the prayer letters and also put up maps of the world or the country so people know where your missionaries are serving at. When God gave gifts to the church, the first that he mentioned were apostles. In Ephesians 4 and verses 8 and 11, the Bible says this, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men." I'll read verses 9 and 10 also. "Now that he ascended," what is it? "But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Notice verses 8 and 11. It says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he, Jesus Christ, gave gifts unto men. And he gave some apostles. Notice again, the first mentioned as being a gift to the local church are apostles. And these are one sent. If you will study the word apostles in your concordance, you'll find that the word does not only apply to the 12 apostles, but to many others in the New Testament who were called by God and sent with a message. The church needs the missionary. He helps perfect the saints for the work of the ministry. The world needs the missionary to do the work of evangelists and bring the gospel to them. Mainly, missionaries go and reach souls for Christ, baptize them, and disciple them, establishing churches, training nationals, and then ordaining them to the ministry to take over those churches so they can go on to another town. But let us not forget that there are other types of missionaries also, such as aviation support and medical missions and educational missions. Sometimes wonderful single ladies go out on the mission field to help educate the children and reach them for Christ. Sometimes they support missionaries by teaching their children while the missionaries do the spiritual work of the church. Let us elevate these missionaries to their rightful place. They are the Marine Corps of God's army. That is the first that go into the battle areas. Pastors are the support teams, and local churches are the support teams in the background that hold up their hands in prayer and bless them by their financial giving. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the word gift and the word grace come from the same Greek word. Our giving is a grace to the missionary. The word grace means enablement. And by our giving, we enable them to go to the mission field and to stay there. Be faithful. After almost 24 years in the ministry here, our church has never been late, as far as I know, with one single check to the missionaries that we have promised to support. We've never dropped a missionary until they have left the mission field or have not shown themselves to be the missionaries that they said to be. Be sure to check up on your missionaries too, regarding their doctrine, their standards, what Bible they're using, their integrity, etc. Expect accountability from them also by faithfully sending your church report letters from the field. Their local church and mission board, if used, should also keep tabs on them. We all should be accountable to someone. They shouldn't mind either. Perhaps the pastor or missions director or some church member could even visit them on the mission field. Pastors, I want to encourage you also to have a fund for missions trips. Try to designate some money into a fund so those in your church who want to go on a missions trip can help. We have helped many people over the years from our church go to the mission field, sometimes paying as much as half of their costs because we have this fund. Try to give your people a taste of the mission field. In closing, I want to encourage every pastor to be a friend to missionaries. Remember that they are first and highest in rank as God has set them in that order in His church. All right, let's pray. Our Father, we thank You, Lord, so much for missionaries. And Lord, we thank You that in a sense some missionary got to us with a Bible, a gospel tract, a witness. And Lord, thank You that they, in many cases, left their home, came to our home, shared the gospel. Thank You that Jesus left His home in heaven, came to our home on earth to bring us the gospel. And we believed. And Jesus, You were one sent. And You said, as the Father has sent Me, so send I You. We are a sent people. Lord, we can't go into all the world, but we can help send people. But we can go around here locally. Help us to do that. And as we go, may we trust by faith that You're with us, that You're going to prosper our way. Lord, I pray that any churches in the future listening to this audio would be challenged to be more deeper involved in missions giving. Lord, we hear some churches that don't hardly give anything. But thank You for those that do. And Lord, bless these men in this room. I don't know who gives and who doesn't, but I pray each one of us would designate something to worldwide missions. That You'd help us to go from being missions-minded to missions-hearted. Lord, I want to pray, too, Lord, for what we have committed this year, that it would all come through and that we could do more. Lord, this looks like it'll be our best year ever in missions giving, and help everyone to be faithful. Thank You for these investments all around the world. Help each one of us to be convinced Thy word is truth, and that there will be fruit that abounds to our account in heaven for every penny we give to missions. And we then can activate the promise of verse 19 that our God shall supply all our need. Lord, when we get interested in Your work, You get interested in us. And You promise to supply the need of the person who supports missions. So bless us, Lord, we pray. In this study, we pray the Holy Ghost would meet with us tonight, that we might learn how we can even be more productive for Christ in our individual lives. Help me as I speak, help us as we listen. Give us a good spirit tonight as we sing and praise Your name. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.